Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
Riley, you had a very exciting night last night.
I did have a very exciting night last night. It was homecoming.
Woohoo! Party!
Yeah!
How was homecoming?
It was fun.
That's it? That's your whole review?
Well, it was fun.
The very teen answer. One word.
Fine.
I said fun.
Cool. Whatever.
Usually, pizza. Okay.
That's pizza. What teens say.
Well, listen. I've never been to a full-on school dance before. Sydney.
Oh,
Taylor.
I'm sorry. Carry on. Sorry.
Control yourselves. I've never been to a full-on school dance before with the pictures and the getting ready and the dinner and dance and all that kind of stuff. And it was very fun. It was good.
Even the getting ready, you enjoyed the getting ready?
Yeah, I mean, it was stressful, but, like, I had friends come over, and we all got ready together and listened to music and had some snacks, hung out.
That sounds so much better to me than any school dance I ever went to.
Yeah.
I like the getting ready part. I got ready with some friends and then didn't go to dances, I think, twice.
I hated the getting ready part because it always involved, at some point, mom having to do stuff with my hair.
Yeah, that was, I'm going to say, my least favorite part because it involved mom putting like 60 rollers in my hair and each one of them hurt more than the last. And by the time she was done, I felt like I was going to pass out. My head hurt so bad. And I had to leave them there for like an hour and a half while I tried to do my makeup.
Did she use those big pins? What are those big U-shaped hair pins?
Yeah.
Those
torture devices. Of course she did.
Yeah, that go over, they go over hair rollers. Yeah.
And into your scalp.
And right into your head. There are a few times I swear she drew blood.
Yeah. Every time. That's what they do. And they have little, like, rubbery tips to try to prevent that.
It doesn't.
It doesn't prevent it. And the rubbery tips come off.
And then you just get straight hot metal into your scalp.
Yeah.
I hated getting ready. I hated that, and I hated wearing makeup. So then it was just like, well, now, good. The hair's done. That torture is over. Now put makeup on my face.
I will say that was the fun part for me because I enjoy makeup. So it was like after mom was torturing my hair for an hour with rollers, I was like, I can just go sit down now for 2 hours and put on my makeup and chill out before mom has to touch my hair again.
See, I'm the small girl that figured out the secret. You just cut all your hair off and then there's nothing to curl and then there's no more pain.
It's true.
The mom can't ever curl your hair again.
Ha ha.
I went the other direction. I flat ironed my hair now.
All right.
There you go.
Right. Is there body glitter involved, Riley? Body glitter was very big in our day.
I will say, though, I think this was a 90s thing, probably. I was walking out of mom's bathroom as she finished my hair yesterday to go finish getting ready. And I noticed she had a pack of hair jewels.
Yeah.
Like little like diamonds that are supposed to stick in your hair.
How are those
sitting there? And she never mentioned to me that she had them. But you know she got them thinking, I wonder if Riley will just want a few of these. And then just realized like, no, there's no way.
Those are those little things that would twist into your hair and then never come out. Because you'd be twisting it into the curled, teased, hairsprayed mass that had been built upon your head.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to twist tiny metal sparkly screws into it.
I probably still have some up there somewhere.
Mom had
a whole new pack, and I was just thinking, like, I can't even imagine what my response would have been if she would have pulled those out and said, "Do you want some of these in your bun? How about just a few? I stick them out throughout your hair."
I don't know. She might have stuck a few in the back, and you didn't know.
Hey,
I don't think so.
Did she get the body jewels, the ones that you put on like your forehead?
No,
and, like patterns around your eyebrows. That was
is that a thing people did for school dances?
Yeah.
Really?
That was. Or like just a few accented around like the corners of your eyes.
No.
Yeah. Well, I will say I noticed because you went and had pictures done at the park, which is the thing.
Which is like the,
y'all, it's a place to see and be seen.
It's the worst part of homecoming. Because you go there and yesterday it was like 90 degrees outside. Wow. It was so hot and so sunny. And there are so many people there, and everyone is sweating, and everyone's wanting to take pictures. So you're always in someone's way whenever you're walking anywhere because everyone's taking a picture.
And there's no, it's not like a beautiful, like, look at this lovely picture of the two of you dressed up so nicely, or you and your friends, or you alone, or whatever, with this lovely backdrop of a fountain and trees and the
It's just
nature.
A bunch of people in the background.
It's just a mass of other teens behind you. Like, that's what I couldn't figure out was, like,
teen mass
why,
in the back.
Why these are bad pictures now. Like, these are not good pictures anymore. It's just about being there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how everyone sees your outfit, because then it's like you go to dinner with separate groups of people or with just, like, your date. And then the dance, it's so dark in there, you can't see anything. Oh. I swear it gets darker every dance I go to. Last night, I could not see a single thing.
That's part of the challenge of the dance.
It's a challenge.
If you lose your date, you gotta try to
find
them. I
was gonna say, at one point, I was there with, like, a whole group of my friends. All the seniors were there. And it was like, I turned around, and I couldn't find my date. And I was just looking around like, hello?
Well, that's it. He's gone into the darkness.
Marco.
Never to be seen again. That's what the hair jewels are for. They shimmer in the dark. It gives a pattern to locate you.
Now, one good thing about my heels is I was taller than most everyone else.
You didn't take them off at the dance?
No.
I thought that was standard. That was the first
they
thing
have,
I did every time I got to
the
dance.
They have a thing for that, to put your shoes, like, check them somewhere.
Yeah.
But I don't want my feet on the floor of our gym.
Don't they put the paper down?
No.
Oh, they
it's
always,
just the
like,
gym floor.
They always would put, like, brown paper down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful mood setting brown paper.
As I look back, like, this is crazy. They would put, like, brown paper that they taped to the gym floor. I'm assuming to protect it from our heels. I didn't have heels on, but from the heels.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
From scuff?
Or no, clearly to pad your bare feet, because that's what y'all were just walking around with. I don't remember
and
that.
I don't want people standing on my feet. That would happen. People would step on my toes so much.
I was always barefoot instantly as soon as but we didn't have a check. We didn't have a shoe check. I just tossed them in the corner.
That sounds so dangerous. There are people walking around in heels and you've got your bare feet. I think the brown paper was to catch all the blood that must have been spilled.
Now, I noticed some homecoming fashion choices that I was surprised at. I saw that, like, jumpsuits sort
your
of.
Rompers?
What? Yeah, and rompers. Mm-hmm. Like, well, both pants and shorts. Mm-hmm. So, like, is it still a romper if they're pants?
I think it's a jumpsuit.
I would
at that
call
point.
That a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I didn't know that those were. I know that those are in, but I didn't know those were considered, like, homecoming fashion.
I think I noticed this yesterday, and this is going to make me sound like I'm, like, a mom watching in on all the teens, but I am one of the teens. It seems like everyone wants to look so much older at homecoming.
Uh-huh.
Like, the dresses people are wearing are less, like, homecoming, like, flowy skirts and jewels and stuff, and more, like, tight adult dresses that you not necessarily would be just worn to a homecoming, but, like, you would see, like, people wearing on, like, red carpets or, like, to fancy adult social events. And I feel like just wearing, like, pantsuits and not pantsuits, but jumpsuits and pants and
rompers. Pants was an
Could you imagine option. Wearing a pantsuit?
I would have been that person in the pantsuit if I would have known.
Was there anyone there wearing a
no.
pantsuit? Okay.
But I mean,
I need,
like,
to meet him. If there were, I need to know this person.
But I think it's just a way of looking more grown up, I guess.
I will say that it does. I bet it's comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, you have pants on.
As someone who never has enjoyed wearing skirts or dresses, the idea of wearing pants or shorts to homecoming sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And there are a few of those rompers I couldn't even tell were rompers because they were so flowy, looked like dresses.
Yeah.
And then it was just, you get some pants in there.
Yeah. So that would be nice. I can see the appeal of that. Mm-hmm. I do think you're right, though, because actually we went out to dinner, and as we were walking, we were looking at some crowds of homecoming teens.
Crowds of teens.
And one of my friends said, what age are kids when they graduate from high school now?
38.
And I said, I know. I said, they do look older than I remember feeling or looking when I was that age. Like,
yeah.
I said, I assume they're like 17.
Yeah.
Right? Or 18 at the oldest. Like, I don't know. But they do. I feel like everybody was made up to look older than they were.
Yeah, I agree.
Which, I don't know. I always just wanted to look like a princess.
Yeah. I just wanted to put on my big flowy skirt last night that had pockets and just twirl it around.
Charlie did not understand. She was looking at old homecoming pictures of you. and she did not understand why you weren't wearing a pink dress again when you have worn a pink dress in the past.
I did wear a pink dress my freshman year.
She kept saying, but where's her pink dress? Where's the pink one?
My dress this year did have pink on it.
But it wasn't all pink.
It wasn't all pink.
Yeah. And it was fluffy pink. Like, the skirt was fluffy. Yeah.
Charlie would like that dress.
She loved it. She
I'll keep that
it.
One around for when Charlie's in high school.
And she also didn't know why you didn't have a tiara on. She kept saying, where's her tiara?
Okay. That's a little far.
Does anybody wear tiaras to the homecoming dance?
I did not see any tiaras at the homecoming dance.
I feel like you would see a fair amount of tiaras in our day.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen one.
Or at the very least, the, like, beaded hair necklace things.
I had one of those freshman year.
Beaded hair necklace, yes.
You know what I mean. Yeah. Like the jeweled, sparkly thing.
That drapes across your forehead.
Drapes across your head, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I did notice a lot last night? Flower crowns.
Headbands. Back?
Yeah, there were, like, a lot of people wearing, like, flowers, either, like, tied, like, there was a girl I saw who had a bun, and her flowers were, like, tied around her bun and, like, spread throughout her bun. Or there was one girl who just straight up had, like, a flower crown with, like, ginormous flowers just right across the front of her head.
Yeah.
So didn't you wear one of those to a dance?
Oh, yes, I did. Multiple dances. The flower crown.
We weren't just talking about homecoming this episode, but there's one thing I don't get about homecoming that I get for, like, part of it, I guess. But, like, what are the flowers for? The flowers that your date gets you, you're just holding a bouquet. Like, what? I used those once all night, and it was at Pictures.
He gave you a bouquet? Then,
yeah, everyone has one.
I think the bouquets are, like, people could do bouquets, but we much more frequently had just a corsage.
See, that makes sense to me, because that's an accessory you can wear the whole night.
Yeah.
Yes. And it coordinates with your dates, and it goes together.
Yes.
But the bouquet is just something you have to, like, carry around for Pictures, and then you leave it. I mean, I left mine in my date's car all night and then took it home.
I don't know. I know that that was a thing. That was an option. Mm-hmm. Didn't they call it a nosegay?
No idea.
Isn't that the name for
it? That's a name.
I'm pretty sure that's the name for it. But anyway, I remember that that was an option, but it was never one that I wanted, because then you had to carry it or leave it in the car or whatever.
I mean, my flowers are beautiful and I love them and I love taking pictures with them. I don't understand that.
That's how you select who gets to go to homecoming next year, right? Like at the restaurant,
you throw them.
You throw it over your shoulder, and whoever dinner it lands in gets to be a teen and go to homecoming.
Yay.
That's how it works. Next one to be a teen. That's what it means.
You're going to be a teen next.
I hope it's
buckle
not
in.
Me. So at homecoming, mm-hmm. I don't even know, before I start this conversation as to how do people dance now, do people still dance?
I don't know if what I witnessed last night you could consider dancing.
Have people
And also
ever
everything
danced?
I witnessed was just...
I mean,
people dance ever?
We don't live in Footloose. Like, it's legal. You can dance here.
I do not do the dancing. Please tell me about the dancing.
But I mean,
how do you execute the dancing?
Do teenagers still dance?
I don't know if I would classify anything I saw last night as dancing. I also, everything I saw last night was, like, in shadow form. Like, I couldn't really pinpoint exactly what was happening at any point, unless one of the many lasers just happened to hit someone at the right time.
There were lasers?
There were lasers. There were lasers and lights and colored lights. And
were you to avoid
thing.
The lasers in the darkness? Was this, in fact, some sort of training ritual?
Yeah.
I didn't
it was
go
like,
to dances.
Like a
I don't
laser
know
maze. The whole gym was a laser maze, and you just had to get around the lasers and then dance.
Now you are all spies.
Yes.
This is like some sort of like Tom Cruise movie or something. You have to make your way around the gym through the lasers while like techno music is playing in the background.
And that's the thing I didn't get. Like, they were asking at school, the Spirit Club and Zoom Council were all asking for song suggestions and like on social media, because that was like what they were going to like make a playlist and play at the dance. But none of them got played, and it was all just a bunch of like EDM, and I don't understand.
Electronic
dance music.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Just making sure I got it. That was more for me than anyone else.
Yeah,
it was also for
but
me.
Like,
thank you.
It was all just a bunch of like sort of remixed versions of some pop songs and then like just a bunch of beats, and it was all like one big song. Like you couldn't tell when one song started and another song ended.
I've noticed that trend, and it is one, and it makes me feel very old when I say this, but I really like at dances when I know when a song is starting and when a song is ending.
How do you know when you're allowed to like disengage from contact with another human if the song never ends?
Exactly.
You just never do.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate everything that you're describing.
And then that's hard to sing along to. And that's the best part of the dance, right?
I know. You get one line that you recognize and then it just starts breaking into just for over the beat.
Yeah, no, that was,
but
like,
then you don't have that moment where you're with all your friends and everybody's like, "Sweet Caroline."
Do you not think?
Oh wait, you telling me there wasn't a sick EDM remix of "Sweet Caroline" at your dance?
I need to build a time machine to time travel back to last night and get them to play that song.
I think you need to make that song first. Somebody out there, please, sweet. Pairs well with Lasers' version of Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Just for me, please, so that I can hear it again.
But, like, there was one time where I was, like, standing there, and there was music playing, and I recognized, like, two words, like, a Katy Perry song or something. Like, a recent, not, like, Firework. Yeah. Like, a recent Katy Perry song. Mm-hmm. But then it was just, like, 2 seconds later, I was like, what happened? Where did it go? Where did Katy go?
Did they play any slow songs?
Not that I was not there for the whole thing. Like, I was not there from start to finish for the dance. I was there for maybe like an hour and a half. There is not a single slow song that I heard. It was
really?
Just one long continuous dance beat.
A low density of slow songs if they existed. Mm-hmm. But how do you know that the dance is over if they don't start playing Garth Brooks's The Dance? Well, didn't that end every school dance ever? Wasn't that the rule? Like, now you know it's ending.
Oh, I thought it was always like a Boys to Men song.
Or that, yeah. End of the Road.
But wait.
Or was that?
So no slow dances, but that was kind of what I felt like you went to the dance to do. Like,
right.
Especially if you were me and am incapable of dancing at any sort of high speed. like, slow dancing, I can do that. You just kind of weeble back and forth. No problem. I do that when I stand. But, like,
That's it. Yeah.
How do you... You just have to make it work with fast songs the whole time. That's terrible.
That's exactly what I mean, even when I think back to middle school, like, they would play all the fast songs... And we called them sock hops in middle school, and
mm-hmm.
I mean,
like
that wasn't current. Like, we knew that it was like a reference, but anyway, we would kind of just move around with our friends to the fast songs,
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of bop back and forth a little bit, but mm-hmm. not really dance, because like, I mean, I'm not really dancing, you know,
right?
One of those things, and then a slow song would come on. And you would line up in a single line down the middle of the gym with your partner. I mean, like, literally, there was one single line down the entire middle of the gym. And you would put your hands on their shoulders or on their waist, one and then the other. And mm-hmm. then you would sway back and forth somewhat rhythmically.
Yeah. I witnessed that at homecoming 2 years ago, but not this year.
That happened at homecoming?
Not like the single line, but the slow dancing, that style of slow dancing.
That's still how people slow dance, right? In high school, like, they just kind of hold each other's shoulders and hips and sway back and forth.
For sure.
Has anyone figured out that when you actually dance with another human,
that's not how you do it?
You hold a hand.
Sydney,
like,
we talked...
One of your hands should be clasped with the other human's hand.
I'm like 99% positive we've discussed this before. It's better placement for smooching.
Oh,
because your hands are on their neck or their waist. Like, if you were just like smooching someone standing up, that's like,
I'm gonna say that, like, understanding the way the human body works, you could still smooch somebody while holding one hand,
but you are not as close
as
to
a doctor
as you
I am
possibly
telling
could
you.
Be.
But it allows for the possibility of sick turns and dips as well.
sick turns and dips in the middle of a high school dance.
See, I don't like the sick turns and dips because there is no previous warning. There's no way that you can adequately plan when those will take place. And I don't like those things just being thrown upon me.
Yeah, it never turned out like it, like the scene in Grease where they were all like doing the same dance at the same time and like turning each other and like dipping and stuff. Like, it was never that.
Well, I mean, yes, no. That rarely do choreographed dances break out. All
That's what
once.
I want out of a school dance. I wanna take dance classes with my entire student body the week leading up to homecoming. So every time a certain song plays, we all know what dance to do.
So you just want to live in Glee?
Yes.
Yeah.
They no, did that at Glee too. They had they all performed at prom. And they had all the choreographed dances.
But, like, if I will tell you that at least back when I was in high school and going to dances, like, if my partner and I actually were, like, slow dancing like humans should, like adults do, like, actually dancing and, like, threw a couple twirls in or whatever, it looks really impressive. And it's not because we didn't know what we were doing. Like, it wasn't hard. Uh-huh. Like, neither of us really knew how to dance. But, like, it looks like... Oh, we got Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire over there.
You know what the danger is with that, though? In the
That's definitely what everybody was thinking, Sid. You carry that with you. You make
but
that your
But you know the
truth.
Danger is with the dips and the turns, though? In that dark gym, you dip someone, you lose them.
Yeah, they're gone for good.
They're just gone into the darkness.
You spin someone out, somebody else comes back, and like, well, you're mine now.
You're my date now. I don't think you know how dips work. You don't drop the person. When you
no,
dip
but you
somebody,
do.
You don't let go.
That in the darkness, happen, you just you let them down, and it's just like it's dark, and you let go, and you think they're gone, and you like, well, hello? Where did you go?
You vanished through the brown paper on the gym floor.
You dissipated into the darkness.
There were rare opportunities for choreographed dances, I would say, mm-hmm. in a sense, at dances in the past. Yes. And I want to know if they still exist. But before we talk about those organized instructional dances,
let's check the group message.
Well, sisters, this week we got a sponsor to tell everybody about.
Oh, heck yeah, we do.
You sound excited. Who's our sponsor, Riley?
It's HelloFresh.
So HelloFresh is a wonderful service we've told you all about before, and we're happy to tell you about it again. We are supported in part by HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service dedicated to making cooking fun, easy, and convenient. And we've all tried out HelloFresh.
Yeah, we have.
Even Riley can do it.
Even I can do it. And I'm bad at making food. Like, I can make ramen sometimes. I can make mac and cheese sometimes. I can make HelloFresh all the time. HelloFresh, make me your spokesperson. That was great.
There you go. But it really is. It's really easy to do. The instructions are easy to follow, even for teen Riley. Mm-hmm. And they also have, in addition to a lot of wonderful recipes that you can try out, they also have like a vegetarian menu, which Tay, you've had success with as well.
Yeah. Correct? I super dug the vegetarian option. They're great because it's just like super focused on really fresh, awesome, like produce. Like the avocados I received in this box were like, no avocado should ever be such that it ruined all avocados that will ever come in my life. Yeah. And I not only can teens do it, but Taylor, after maybe some drinks with some friends, some alcoholic beverages, can also do it. And that is a testament.
Look at that. You're the two people that are least able to cook. Drunk Taylors and teen Rennies.
Can both succeed in creating a HelloFresh meal.
Yeah. I can't operate keys in that state, but I somehow managed to make like a pilaf. I don't get it.
Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices like Taylor and Riley to seasoned home cooks short on time.
Not like Sydney.
Not like me either. I'm fine. All for less than $10 a meal, so what? It's a good deal. And they're all delivered to your doorstep in a special insulated box for free. And we got a deal to tell you about.
Whoop, 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 whoop. That's my deal alarm. Ah.
That's your deal alarm?
Yep.
Tay, do you want to tell us about the deal?
I mean, now that the deal alarm has gone off. Yeah, so this is awesome. You can get $30 off your first week of deliveries. So all you have to do to get that is you just visit HelloFresh.com and enter the promo code STILLBUFFERING30. So that's $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com, promo code STILLBUFFERING30.
So check that out.
Yeah.
All right. So there was something that I think you desire at dances that would exist from time to time, Riley, back in the day.
And what was that?
Was when a song would come on that has instructions in it.
Exactly how to dance.
As to, yes, yep. How to dance to it. Now, I will be the first to say, while they were very popular when I was younger, I don't know why. I don't know why everyone enjoys them so much, but everyone does. And I not just at like teen dances. I feel like these have become like wedding staples. Like, when was the last time you went to a wedding and somebody didn't break out the electric slide? Like, it happens still.
Didn't you guys have a rule at your wedding that was not to play, and then it did, Sid?
We did. We had a list of do not play under any circumstance songs for the DJ. And the electric slide was on there, the Macarena, the cha-cha slide, all the instructional dances.
The Cupid Shuffle?
I don't think that existed yet.
Oh.
But it would have been. Yeah. But the DJ threw some like curveballs at us that we didn't see coming because he tried to play Love and Marriage, which I will always identify as the theme song to Married with Children.
Yeah.
And he also did try to end my wedding with Garth Brooks, the dance. I actually walked up onto the DJ stand, lifting up my wedding dress, going, stop, stop, no, 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 I'm sorry. No, just stop it.
This
no,
is
that's
my
fine.
Day.
I don't care. Just middle of the song. This is my day. Stop
this
it.
This is the end of the wedding.
This
Everyone
is not
leave.
How we're ending the wedding.
Oh, that's terrible.
He also played I'm Too Sexy, which we
which
forgot to
Dad got up on
stage
the stage and
took
off
his
shirt.
Yeah.
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 I remember that, and I was like 3.
No one that witnessed that will ever forget that.
No.
Love you, Dad.
Mom was in the fountain at some point, but I don't know if that's when.
Yeah, y'all had an indoor fountain. You knew that something was going to happen with that fountain.
Yeah, you put all the things. You had an open bar
out.
On barefoot wine. You had a fountain. You had an unruly DJ.
Mom had a heavy hand in the planning of this affair.
The bar was so open, in fact, that by the end of the night, Dad ended up covering himself with the entire top layer of your wedding cake.
He did. That's why we didn't have it to eat a year later, because it ended up on his shirt and the front porch.
Yep.
He didn't throw up. He smushed
it. It was red velvet.
He tripped and smushed it.
And it looked like someone died on the front porch. Like, there was a mystery. Yeah. Like, it was red velvet, so it just looked like a murder scene.
Outline the body with chalk as his cake.
Until you saw Dad's tux, then it was like, oh.
Okay.
No, so the organized instructional dancing, is that still a thing?
No. I will say, man, I'm realizing right now that a lot has changed since, when was I a freshman? 3 years ago? 2014?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I mean, you're a senior now, so.
Yeah, so 3 years ago.
That's a track from 4.
It's been a long night. I'm exhausted.
I've been not dancing all night.
No, we're heels.
Going through some sort of spy training involving lasers and pits of darkness that swallow your date. And
I wore heels yesterday for like 13 hours. I'm exhausted. But I remember freshman year they played a few organized dances. I think the reason is if you call yourself not a dancer, if you're doing the dancing they tell you to do in the instructional dances, you can't do anything wrong because it's always very simple. Mm-hmm. It's nothing intense, and it's just like you're just doing it to what the song says.
But I feel, you know what's weird is when I remember, I've done the electric slide. I'm not gonna lie. Like, of course I have. I don't.
We all have.
We've all done the electric slide.
I won't admit to it.
It's the great equalizer. But I don't ever remember doing it and looking at my friends as I was doing it, like, we're so cool, we're doing the electric slide. I always remember it being like a, oh no, can you believe it? It's the electric
slide. We're doing the electric slide.
Let's just do it. Come on. Like, it was always like goofy, ironic, like, we're not doing it. We're just doing it, you know? Yeah. But has that been since its inception? Like the song, I don't know when it was created. It's eternal. It's existed as long as humanity has existed.
Now I want to know when the electric slide was created.
The electric slide was made.
Everyone instantly went, well, this is ridiculous. Let's do it. And that was the rest of the electric slide.
1976.
It's that old.
Wow.
It is strongly associated with the electric slide line dance. Electric Boogie was released in 1982.
I've never done the electric boogie.
And the electric slide was written and originally recorded in 1976.
Wow.
Wow. So, essentially the beginning of time, right?
It's been around longer than our parents have been married.
So it's, yeah. That's an old... But I always remember doing it anyway, even though I thought, like, this is so silly. And then I would do it.
But yeah. It sounds like what Riley is reporting is that it is, in fact, dying out.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe that.
Just because there's no room in the music for a long enough section of one song. Like, the way they were playing songs last night, they'd play it for, like, slide to the left. And then it's like a Katy Perry song. Like, I slid to the left. What do I do now?
And I never see the nice thing about the electric slide is that there was a dance that went with it, but they didn't explicitly tell you to do how to do the dance. But I don't ever remember learning how to do the dance either.
Yeah.
So I feel like I was born with the innate ability to do the electric slide. Yeah,
that's what I appreciated about the cha-cha slide. It tells you step-by-step instructions for the entire thing. But did you all do the electric slide in gym class?
That's what I was going to say, Sid. We were instructed on how to do these. There was a section of our gym curriculum in middle school that was line dancing, and we just learned these songs. And it was as if to say, these are life skills you will need.
You're right. We just talked about that, but it didn't occur to me. We also did the electric slide in that gym class. You're right.
You learn the electric slide. You learn the Macarena.
We had the same gym teacher. Chicken it was dance. Like every other Friday of the year. We'd just come in and he'd turn on the cha-cha slide and we'd all line up and just do the cha-cha slide for gym slide.
I don't like the cha-cha slide. I don't like the... Now, is there a dance for the Cupid Shuffle? You mentioned the Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah, it's like the cha-cha slide. It explicitly states in the Cupid Shuffle exactly what you're supposed to do.
It does? All I can hear is the chorus. I can't... But they tell you what to do?
I mean, there are other words in there, but the chorus is yes.
Okay.
Well, now,
so they
we keep lumping the Macarena in there, but it did not tell you how to do that dance.
It did not.
No, it didn't. No.
That's one of those things you're born knowing.
Okay. Exactly. Everyone just knew. Everyone knows the Macarena. But see, the Macarena came and went. Like, I remember the moment where it was like, we're not going to... Like the students revolted. They played the Macarena, and we all just stood there with our arms crossed.
It was like when they told them at prom they couldn't twerk, and they all just sat on the ground.
If we can't twerk, we will not dance.
If you're making us listen to the Macarena, we will not perform it.
That, and I remember that, like, that it was done. Like, the Macarena was done. The electric slide was never done for us, but the
Macarena... It will never be done.
The Macarena died. Well, no, it sounds like the electric slide died.
What if they played it, like the first song of the dance yesterday when barely anyone was there? Because, you know, no one gets to the dance, like, right on time.
That would be a weird way to break into homecoming.
You know how you want to start homecoming 2K17?
It was just the chaperones there doing that.
It was just our principals.
Like, let's just get this out of the way for the teachers. And then when the kids all come cool and late, they won't riot.
I have a question unrelated to dance, but related to school dances. When you all had school dances, were there security guards patting people down and checking your purses whenever you walked in?
No.
Because last night, there was like a door you walked in if you were a girl, and a door you walked in if you were a guy. And girls got checked by female teachers, and guys got checked by male security guards and principals.
I don't remember anything like that, because I've thought about it, actually, in retrospect. Like, people probably snuck, like, booze and stuff into those dances. Yeah.
Well,
because you could have. I mean, I didn't. I was not that cool, I guess. Yeah. I did not do that. But I feel like it would not have been hard to sneak contraband into the.
And I mean, even the way they do it now, I have heard stories of a certain person at my school who at a certain dance in the past 3 years had a flowy dress and taped a flask to her upper thigh.
You
couldn't see it.
There were metal detectors. I only went to like two dances. I remember my senior prom. There were metal detectors that we had to walk through.
I feel like now that you say that, there may have been metal detectors.
No, I will
that,
say
that
I've
may
never
have been, but yeah. I don't remember getting like a pat down or my purse checked. That might be right.
I've never been to prom, but prom is usually at a building that is not our school. Uh-huh. I feel like they probably have metal detectors and stuff like that for prom. Mm. But last night at school, it was just like, I had pockets in my dress. So they were like, do you have anything in your pockets? So I pulled out like my phone and my ticket and my one lip gloss. I was like, well, these are all of my belongings.
That's all I ever, oh man, that would be hard though. Cause all I ever had, like my homecoming and prom, like standard, all I would ever take were like, well, I mean, not a phone.
No.
I mean, eventually I had a phone, but not to start with. I had my lip gloss and a tampon.
Good.
Just in case. I think even one, I brought a spare pair of pantyhose, which sounds very old school, but like, just in case.
Yeah,
but that was it. That's all I ever brought.
Freshman year, my first homecoming ever, I had my little clutch, and they told me to open it up so they could see inside, and I opened it up, and all that was in there was, like, I had a miniature tin of Altoids and my lip gloss and my phone, and they took out my Altoids and opened them just to make sure they were actually Altoids.
Well,
it's not, like, heavy drugs in your Altoid tin. That's good.
Yeah, and, like, they smelled them. I was like, y'all, I promise. I'm, like, 13 years old. I am terrified right now. I promise those are just Altoids.
So, no, man, I can't believe the electric slide is gone. No more organized
pretty much
dancing.
All organized dancing. I will say, there's a song. I don't know if the song is called The Wobble, but there's a dance called The Wobble.
That sounds like something I could do. Tell me more.
Where you wobble.
You just
like,
wobble.
Like, you just kind of lean back and, like let your arms or your shoulders, like, kind of, like, like shake.
No, you do not.
Huh? And at some point last night, like, again, not the whole song, but about 15 seconds of that song played, and I looked around the gym, like, oh, my God, is this a thing? And it was, like, no one I was with was participating. But sure enough, there were, like, four groups sporadically spread across the gym, like, all participating
that
in the wobble.
Wobbling.
In a circle or in lines or, like, facing each other. I was like, this, there it is.
There were other things like that, but I was never cool enough to know them. Like, wasn't there a thing you were supposed to do to Soldier Boy's song?
Yes.
There was, like, a dance you were supposed to do to that. I didn't know
there
it.
Was also the Tootsie Roll. And I kind of remember that being the great divider. Like, anybody can do the electric slide, but can you do the Tootsie Roll? I'd be like, absolutely not.
Nope.
That is only for the cool kids.
I don't know that one.
It was pretty easy because they told you again, like, to the left, to the left. Like,
are all songs
easy.
The cha-cha slide? All instructional dance songs?
I mean the Tootsie Roll. I mean, it was easy to follow, but like, I can't. I'm too stiff. My body does not move in the way that the Tootsie Roll requires.
I was gonna say, at some point, I'm pretty sure it just commands. Now let me see you Tootsie Roll, and I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means. I think you only got to know if you were cool.
You just do the. You tuck your knees in, like you spread your legs. You tuck your knees and you.
What?
Those,
you break
this.
Your legs.
You just went like
you
like,
break your legs,
like Munchkin dance. Like,
I don't know. I couldn't do it. I understood it conceptually. That was like, there was a moment too when Men in Black was one of the cool. I mean, it was a cool movie. It was a good movie. It's a good movie. And then the song that went with it was the coolest song that was out at that moment. It was like everybody was like, "This is great. We love this." And there was a part in Men in Black. Where they told you, kind of, Will Smith was like, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Here's what you do right now. And you bounce with him and you take a walk with him and you slide with him. And, you know, it was very cool. And everybody at the dance would do that. Like,
was
you'd
it
be,
very cool?
Like kind of listening to. No, but everybody did it. You'd be like listening to it. And then you'd do that part. And like the whole gym would break into like doing the dance with him.
Doing the dance. I will say the most exciting part of the whole evening at the dance part was at some point one of my friends decided it was not, as he said, hype enough. So he started running around telling everyone we needed to form a circle. And I heard twerkle and I immediately was like, nope, no, thank you. But he just made a circle, and he made a circle like you see in like movies where like they form a circle and like take turns like dancing in the middle of it. And I was like watching all these people dance, and it was funny at first, and then it was like two girls like just kind of walked across the middle of the circle together, like holding hands, and everyone just looked at each other awkwardly, like And I was about to walk away, and some guy just stepped up in the middle of the circle and did a back tuck right in the middle of the gym floor. And I was like,
that's pretty cool. You found the party boy.
That's pretty cool.
I was like, where's this hidden gymnast been? Like, he plays football. What is he doing?
That's amazing, though, because like, that's my nightmare. If you want to know what my nightmare is, it's that I am at a school dance, one of those circles breaks out, and somehow I end up in the middle of it.
Yeah.
That is my nightmare.
I would never go in the middle of it, but I was enjoying watching.
But that's very cool to watch that. Yeah, I would enjoy watching. I have watched those circles, and the only thing that always stressed me out was I'm not going, and like this isn't and everybody gets a turn thing, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like a double ring kind of thing, and I was kind of like right in between them, so I could see, but I was not right in the front of it, so there was no chance of someone grabbing me and whisking me into the center of the dance circle.
And there's always like one super cool kid that does the electric worm. Like, how do you figure that out? Do you practice that at home?
What's the electric
worm?
Because
that is some. Those are some guts. Just dive on the floor and hope this doesn't look stupid. I think
I know the
what
worm.
You do.
This is what she's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I never heard it called the
electric
worm.
Yeah, I can't
worm.
Do that either.
I don't know how to even describe it.
I would injure myself.
You are like an electrified worm. There was a lot of electricity involved in all
you
of
wiggle,
these dances.
Yeah. In a wave.
You wobble.
And you wobble.
You lay on the don't floor fall down. You sort of gyrate. But in a way that's way cooler than what I'm describing.
No, that if there's a bad place that you go when you die and I go there, it will be me in the middle of one of those dance circles with
asked to do the worm.
Asked to do the worm.
While the electric slide is playing in the background on repeat.
No, while the dance is playing in the background.
The
EDM remix of the dance.
That's it. I just described it. I found it. I know what it is.
It's different for all of us.
I also remember there was always a moment back in the day at dances when Cotton Eye Joe would come on.
Oh, God.
And everybody always really enjoyed that song.
No one really enjoys that song. Everyone just acts like they do.
Is that what it is? Well, I mean, I didn't particularly, except it was easy because you just kind of like linked arms with somebody and twirled in circles and... That was it. Everybody jumped around a lot.
I know the Just Dance dance to that song.
Well, I don't know that.
You just kind of like do a lasso.
Yeah. And well, we twirl. Didn't do all that. We just kind of swung people around.
Yeah.
So there's no like standard repertoire of dances and songs that happen anymore.
No. A large part of the dance is just like people kind of, you described it earlier, and this is how I described it last night. I was talking to someone about dancing at school dances, and I was like, you just kind of move, you know what I mean? Like, you just kind of like the music is playing, so you kind of have to like do something with your body, but like you're not dancing, you're just kind of like moving along to the music, but
just
not
moving.
Full out dancing. Like you said, just moving earlier, I'd say that's accurate. Like, you're just moving. Like, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of jumping up and down to certain songs. And there's always twerking. Always twerking.
Yeah. Twerking has been around as well since we were going to dances.
Just
never
ending twerking. Mm-hmm. And some sort of circle.
Do you think swing will have its moment again?
I don't think so. As long as the music they're playing at school dances is just one long continuous EDM pop song, I don't think so.
Because there was always that like 5 second period in the 90s where everybody got really into swing.
Zoot Suit Riot would come on and everyone would like get really excited, then realize they had no idea how to do that.
Everybody would just like, you'd grab a partner and you'd kind of like throw each other back and forth violently and like try to like sort of like twirl someone around on
the
floor.
Do the thing they do in Greece.
Yes.
In the dance number where they're like dragging each other on the ground and like pop them up real quick.
Yes, like try to drag your partner around on the floor and then like throw them in the air, but like no one knew what they were doing. Nobody, there was like the one group, and I was part of this group, so I think it's okay for me to say this. There was like the one group of show choir kids who like had to, for show choir competition, learn certain swing moves, or like had been in a show where they learned certain swing dance moves. So like we knew like five, And we just kept doing them over and over again, thinking like, we've got this. This is our moment. This is the moment when the school gym looks to our corner and goes, wow. Wow. Look at them go.
And then you all become the center of the circle, but in a good way.
But that really never happened. It was just like, there's the theater nerds doing that weird stuff they do.
Yeah.
But then it went away. And I'm assuming swing dancing will, I mean, it'll come back. Everything does. Everything comes back.
I enjoy swing dancing. I would like to do it. It's like seems fun.
It's like a thing you do. If it's structured, it's mm-hmm. organized. I enjoy that.
Mm. Yeah.
It's predictable. Maybe the Charleston could come back. I always like that dance.
No, I don't know about that one.
That's from like flapper times.
No, I know. I'm just saying I know about that one coming back. That's like, you know, almost 100 years
ago. I don't know, Riley. I mean, you might want to hedge your bets with these. Like, you know, teen trends are cyclical. So you go ahead, get the Charleston down, learn some sick swing moves. And when that fad starts, sure. you are on board.
So senior
make sure
prom.
Make sure your hand jive is on yeah. point.
Senior prom, I'm just going to know the hand jive, swing dancing.
The Charleston. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Like,
and the Macarena.
the Macarena. I mean, you've got the electric timeless. Side already.
Yeah.
That's timeless. That's your set. And then there were all those dances like that I think our parents probably did. Didn't they know a bunch of dances?
All I know dad's dancing is he kind of like puts his arms up like this, like by his chest, and just kind of goes back and
he
forth.
He points. You know what I mean? He's a big time pointer points. When he dances.
And when Harry Met Sally, they call that the white man overbite. And because you kind of bite your bottom lip.
Dad does
your
do
top
that.
Teeth. Yeah. And I still think that's accurate to this day. Mom looks pretty groovy when she dances.
She gets this look on her face, kind of like duck lips. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a mom. Mom has a whole Stevie.
That's
Nicks
a. It's very yeah. It's very mystical. She needs to have a scarf of some kind when she's doing it.
At our Jimmy Buffett concert, where I just turned around and she was just Stevie Nicksing it out. It's the only way I can describe it.
When her and Dad are feeling it, they are feeling.
They
it.
They are feeling it.
And you—that's what you're going to bring back to your generation, Riley.
What?
That you got to feel
I
it.
Mean, feel it.
Clearly,
there's nothing
genetically.
Wrong.
You're designed to. Feel it.
Right. Be it a dance.
Such a good dancer.
Start dancing. Do whatever feels good and feel it. Because I will tell you, I didn't figure out how to do that till I was like in college and I would go to like clubs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I wasn't so self-conscious and I probably had a beer. I'm not advocating that. I'm just being honest. I was very shy and nervous and nerdy, and it stressed me out to dance in front of people. But once I let go of my inhibitions and danced, it's like a great, fun thing
yeah.
to do.
Yeah, I will say my senior prom, and I think I've said this before, like that is one of the only times that I've ever just danced, that I have just ever felt it. And I was there with a really good friend, and we just didn't care that we looked super dumb. And people kept trying to, like, harsh our joy and make fun of us, and we're like, no, because we're out of here. We are dancing our butts off because we are out of here, and we felt it.
Yeah, that's what you got to do before senior prom.
I'll feel it.
All right, well, sisters, this has been fun and educational.
I'm gonna go back to bed.
Okay.
It was a long day yesterday.
Well, just don't wear heels to prom.
Or combat boots like some cool teens did back in the 90s.
There you go.
Senior prom.
Taylor wore combat boots. I wore like ballet flats. Just
I wore
comfy.
Combat boots my freshman year.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening to our show. You can tweet at us at stillbuff. You can email us at stillbuffering@maximumfun.org if you have any thoughts or suggestions or topics or questions or anything like that. And speaking of Maximum Fun, that's the wonderful podcast network of which we are so happy to be part. And you should check out maximumfun.org for a lot of other great shows that you would enjoy. And thank you to the Novellas for our theme song, Baby, You Change Your Mind.
This has been Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
I am a teenager.
And I was too.
Let's slide to the left.
I just wish I knew the words of the dance to sing right now. New official sign off. Change your mind.
The Dead Pilot Society podcast brings you hilarious comedy pilots that were never made, featuring actors like Aubrey Plaza, Andy Richter, Paul F. Tompkins, John Hodgman, Adam Scott, Molly Shannon, Busy Phillips, Tom Lennon, Anna Camp, Laurie Metcalf, Felicia Day, Michael Ian Black, Adam Savage, Paul Scheer, Ben Schwartz, Skylar Astin, Mae Whitman, Josh Molina, Ben Feldman, Nicole Byer, Jason Ritter, Sarah Chalk, Steve Agee, Jane Levy, Allison Tolman, Danielle Nicolette, Casey Wilson, Anna Ortiz, Lorraine Newman, June Diane Raphael, Kiernan Shipka, Ed Week, Zach Knight, and Carrie Kenny Silver, John Ross Bowie, Jamie Denbo, Janet Varney, Alexander Torsani, Bruce Summer, Matt Gordon, and many more. Listen at MaximumFun.org, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.